Welcome to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, with Pastor John McLean of Veteran Rescue Mission. Always glad to see you.
Great to be seen.
Outstanding. We have a special guest here today in studio. We have Ron of Pitcher Rock Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Hello there. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sure. We're a licensed contractor for air conditioning, heating, and plumbing for both residential and commercial.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Today we have a special guest, Bill Harmon, the chef and owner of Arizona Special Eats, LLC, with here today. Yeah. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for being here. Special thanks to our sponsors, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, ercjunction.com, Veteran Rescue Mission, and of course, Pitcher Rock Heating and Cooling and Plumbing.
Is Pitcher Rock's cooling, heating, and plumbing?
I absolutely mixed that up. I have it in front of me, in fact, and I am reading it wrong.
No, you have it written down as Pitcher Rock Heating, cooling, and plumbing, which I like butchered it for the longest time. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually just cooling, talking to a younger version of
cooling,
myself.
Heating, and plumbing. Yeah,
it's Pitcher Rocks plural. We're plural Pitcher, rocks. There's multiple rocks.
There is.
We'll get that fixed.
Yeah, but now we know. Now we know. And special thank you to them. And actually, I think maybe we may get you a customer just making fun of this, so you're welcome for that.
It's just more exposure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Outstanding. So, Bill, tell us a little bit about how long Special Eats LLC has been here in Tucson. How did you start Arizona Special Eats LLC? And
So Special Eats is a food truck here in Tucson. We've been open for about going on 14 months now.
Okay.
Outstanding.
We've already built up to about 24 individuals with special needs that work for us.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
In that first year.
Okay.
Wow. Very
super cool.
Cool. What kind of food do you make with the food truck?
We're a cheese truck. So we do grilled cheese, nachos, quesadillas, build your own mac and cheese.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's always good. You can't go wrong with cheese.
No.
Yeah. Well, this is, it's so special. I mean, even when Wesley was telling me about, you guys, and how you're going to be on and what you guys do, it's one, and I was surprised, I've never heard about it before, and two, I was just astonished about how amazing the work that you do is. Tell us about like the mission, where how it started, the inception, and like how we even got here.
So our mission is to employ and empower individuals with special needs through high quality and rewarding employment.
Okay.
We job coach them to become eligible for real life jobs, and we do pay everybody, and we only have one truck right now, but we're working on opening a second because we have so many employees. We we came about, it was a vision of my business partner Tamara Varga.
Okay.
I was working at the hospital and she asked me to come and start this with her, and I immediately left and we opened the food truck about
that's awesome
3 months after that.
Wow.
And started with about 6 employees. We've built up to 23, like I was saying, and that's just the staff. We also have job coaches, so we're getting bigger every day.
Wow. That's awesome. How many days a week is the food truck out there?
We run 5 to 6 days a week, depending on if we have gigs, who calls us, and where we set up.
And where are some of the places that you guys set up at?
Ooh, anywhere that gives us a shot. We do churches, any events for Vail, Marana, Tucson. We do schools, churches. We're going to do slaughterhouse coming up this end of this month through October. Food truck rallies. We set up anywhere that will have us.
Nice.
That's exciting. Yeah. Have you ever been down to the Rancho Sarita food truck roundup?
No, I have not.
Every first Tuesday, you should check it out. I can get you in touch with them over there.
Yeah.
He knows people.
It's getting in with them. I used to
live in the neighborhood, so I at least know who to go and harass.
Nice.
Not know them.
Our specialty.
the food truck roundup in Sarita. Yeah, we did our first one, actually, about last month.
Okay.
So that's awesome. We did do one of those.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. No, that's awesome. Yeah, I actually live out in Vail, so I'll have to keep a look out on your social media, right?
Yeah.
How do we find you on social media?
We do Facebook, Instagram, and we have our website, azspecialeats.com.
Is it .com or .org?
Or .org.
Yep. .org.
.org, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can hit us either way. We own both.
Outstanding. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I have to go check out the other the other website. No, that's it's pretty awesome. And then you also do, it looked like gift baskets.
Oh yeah, we partner with Baskets with Love, where our employees will also make baskets, jewelry, clothing, all our specialties clothing, and make it. And we sell it in front of our trucks.
Oh, so that works. Okay. That all ties together, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then, so what amazing things are coming up for you in store? Were you thinking about going to more of a brick and mortar, or are you going to be staying with the food trucks?
Right now, we're looking food trucks. We just bought our second one last week.
Congratulations.
And this is just breaking news, everybody.
Awesome. You heard it here first, America.
Special Eats Sweets.
Special
we're
going to
do
sweets.
Ice cream, put like Pazookie style things. You're not allowed to say Pazookie because BJ's owns that. But, you know, the fresh baked cookies with ice cream. We're going to do snow cones. We have cotton candy machine. We have, it's going to be just desserts.
Nice.
Just to please the soul.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we'll have to coordinate with that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And then, what's your cooking philosophy? I mean, as a chef, right? I mean, what is your cooking philosophy?
I mean, besides, eating with your eyes first, if it doesn't taste good, it doesn't matter what you're serving.
Oh, absolutely.
You can keep it simple and still have the best food out there. I mean, that's why we went with grilled cheese, so I can teach my employees how to actually cook it on a simple way, but I still made it gourmet. I've been in the cooking industry for a long time. I've traveled the world cooking.
Oh, wow.
I learned basically on Indian food.
Oh,
I did lots of weddings and traveling around the world doing that. I also used to compete in barbecue competitions, so I know that. I'm just
sounds
grill
like
it,
we
smoke
might have
it,
a,
cook it, anything. I don't
know. We might have a entry for the brisket smoke off that we're going to be doing here.
You're a brisket
October.
Guy at all?
Oh yeah, I've done some brisket competitions actually here in town.
Interesting.
One.
That's awesome. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I can cook. Yeah.
It sounds like we have a challenger here, huh? Yeah,
maybe.
Interesting.
I'm doing a brisket this weekend, so I told you about that, and I invited you out to it. I hope you can make it, Pastor John, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see. You know, like, my weekends are always a madhouse.
Of course. Well, with as many family members as you
have. Yeah, I
have
a couple family members around the house. a baby that's about this large. Those who aren't watching home, about the size of a loaf of bread.
I've got one of those myself.
Yeah, nice. Congratulations. Brother.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're working with people with no sleep.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows.
Yep.
Mine are, my youngest is going to be 9 this next month, so that's good.
So you just, about the past 4 years, you've been starting to sleep again.
No, because I filled that time with work. And
okay, that's true. I do know you. That's correct. Yeah.
Outstanding. So Indian food, that is actually really, really incredible. What's your favorite Indian dish?
I like all of it, but dal, obviously anything, paneer, tikka masala, there's lots of pani puri, like stuff like that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I actually got him to try a bit of the food over at Saffron because they have the Sunday brunches.
Yeah, good spot.
And he was surprised, I think. I don't know, you tell us.
No, it was good. It's one of the reasons that I did this show, because this guy's like the gastronomy expert.
Yeah.
And I'm like a little baby or like a 7-year-old when it comes to food selection. So like I've had Indian food maybe once or twice before in my life, but I'm just like so picky that I didn't really have like a good idea of it. But you know, Wesley's really kind of helped open up my mental palate to try new stuff. And definitely, I mean, Saffron was great food.
Yeah,
I mean,
Saffron
it was
is
like
great.
A combination of like a lot of really good stuff. And certainly with having kind of like the food tour guide and Wesley there with me to kind of explain to me what's what and what flavors to expect, it was a little less scary.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah. All right. So tell everybody about your signature dish. What's your favorite food?
our signature dish on the food truck would
yours.
Be... Oh, my signature
your
dish.
Your signature dish.
My signature dish.
What's your favorite thing to make?
I would say sometimes anything Asian. I really enjoy making... oh, man.
Like, there's so many things.
There's so many things.
Right?
Anything. I like making ramens with my kids.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
We go all out making different broths and all the way from the bone marrow and teaching them from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think Asian food would be my favorite dish, probably ramen.
Interesting. Okay. And then what about the signature dish for the food truck?
We have...
Thank you, John.
You're
three,
welcome.
The most popular ones I have are going to be the Gooey Gobbler, okay. Which is a peanut butter and jelly.
That's a fun name.
With
I don't even
bacon
know what it
on
is.
It.
Okay. Oh, and it's nice. Grilled, right?
Grilled peanut butter and jelly with bacon.
Grilled peanut butter and jelly.
Okay. And then we have
that sounds very
our, first, our normal grilled cheese, the downright grilled cheesy, okay. With my special sauce on there that is tomato basil aioli. It's a tomato soup tasting sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then also our spicy clucker, and that's going to be grilled chicken breasts with green chilies with the melted cheese on there like a grilled cheese.
Oh.
That's probably our number one seller.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it sounds amazing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It all sounds so good.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm super excited to try out with John's Tasty Bites at the next segment. Mm-hmm. What you brought in for us because was this made on the truck?
Yeah, we just made it. I made it right before I came, so didn't bring the truck, but brought it over.
I was going to say, why don't we go out to the truck? Can we? No,
great. Let's just go there after the show. But as you guys all know, this is the Tucson Tasty Show. I am Pastor John McClain here with the one and only Wesley Source. We got Mr. Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing here in studio with us. He's playing quiet in the corner, but I'm sure he'll be talking more soon. And we got Chef Bill with Arizona Special Eats LLC. So we'll have all that and more after the break. I'm guessing we're going to have some Little Richard with Tutti Frutti playing here real soon. So get your dancing shoes on. And also, if you haven't been to VeteranRescueMission.org to check out all the amazing work that we do for homeless veterans and for the community as a whole, as well as more information about the Common Good Media Group, including this very Tucson Tasty Show that are part of that very group, definitely go check it out. And how come there's
Stay Tasty Tucson.
Yeah, there's no Tutti Frutti music. I don't know what's going on.
Welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, with Pastor John McClain and mm-hmm. Bill of Special Eats LLC. And we're also here with Ron of Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Mm-hmm. Now that
I've
got to correct.
I got to look at his shirt every time, but that's okay. We'll
that's
get
what
there.
I do. Yep.
And now for my favorite part of the show, John's Tasty Bites, the place to expand your culinary horizons.
Mm. Yes, I'm ready.
The favorite part of the show. Yeah. So I'm super excited. I had no idea what he was going to bring in. He was like, yeah, I got it handled. And I was like, okay, great. Yeah, this is going to be fun. Like, everybody else is giving me a little brief of, do you think he'll like this and this? And I'm like, maybe. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, you don't even know.
Now
so, yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know.
Now it's a surprise for both of us this time.
How do you feel?
Scared like usual. So
you're not gonna be scared.
I'm
excited.
Well, after hearing the first segment and you kind of explaining what your signature dishes are, like it sounds like it's right up my alley. Like it's like what your traditional 7 to 8 year old would like. So yeah, I think we're sitting pretty.
That is fair. Yeah. All right, well, Bill, please tell us, what did you bring in for us today?
I brought 3 sandwiches for you guys to try. I'm sure you guys can share them. Hopefully they're not too cold by now. Here we got a regular grilled cheese, our downright grilled cheesy with my special tomato basil aioli on there.
Look then at that. We have that just looks incredibly.
No, not you, Candace. You're not a camera.
Number 2 is a spicy clucker.
Spicy clucker.
That's a grilled chicken and green chilies. That's our favorite on the truck.
Okay.
And then my personal favorite. The gooey gobbler.
Are brilliant with these names. I'll tell you that.
We had our help from our staff to name all these.
Nice.
It is grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich with candied bacon on there.
Wow. Nobody has a peanut allergy, right?
I do not.
Okay.
Nope.
Fair enough. I'm super excited. And everybody that's at home can see these sandwiches on YouTube today. But you can also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and let's get into these.
I'll try that spicy clucker. Pardon my French. Okay.
I'll try whatever you guys put in front of my face. So.
Outstanding. Well, you get them all.
Okay. That's what I was hoping you'd say.
They came out of our cool bags. My employees do all the artwork on our to-go bags. They color and draw on them and stamp them. So they're all individual and different and cool.
Okay. So just to describe this to our listeners, before John takes a tasty bite, it is... it doesn't look like your traditional grilled cheese sandwich. Looks like it has some good gourmet bread.
That's grilled Parmesan cheese on the outside of the bread. Okay. But I also do get my bread from Vero's Italian Bakery here in town.
Okay, it looks Vero's. Like it. It definitely doesn't look like some, a loaf of bread that I would buy from the grocery store. It looks like this is some good bread. Just looking at it, it's like you were saying earlier with it passed the look test for sure. Right off the bat, it has a little kind of like cheese, looks like crisp on the outside. Has a little bit of cheese and what looks like different type of jalapenos and peppers and chicken kind of sneaking out of the side of the sandwich. And it's cut into a triangle, which is my favorite. I love sandwiches cut into triangles. Every single time my wife makes me a sandwich, I ask her to cut it into triangles.
Yeah.
And she gets mad at me that I ask her every single time, but I do ask every time.
I'm a square guy.
No.
Rectangles and squares.
No, you're wrong. But I love you anyways. So now I'm going to actually take a bite of this delicious sandwich. I'll try to have you all get kind of that bite sound so you can enjoy the flavor with me. And this is John's Tasty Bites, and this is the spicy clucker. Sorry, Mom, for cussing.
As John takes his bite, his eyes are a little skeptical. The flavor just started kicking in.
Yeah.
I think we have a winner. What do you think, Bill? Do you think he's enjoying that?
Yeah, I think that's
looks pretty good.
That's really good. Yeah, just to kind of the initial to paint the pictures with words of what I taste. The bread, like I thought, was really kind of soft and kind of melted in your mouth as you bit in. And you can really get a super dose of that cheese on the outside of the bread as well as as you get in it. That's definitely as you bite into the bread, that's the first thing you taste.
That tomato soup sauce on there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and some real kind of creamy cheese, and then... when you bite into that chicken, you can, it's really just, it's real delectable.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Gooey gobbler.
That's the best sandwich I'm going
ever.
In for some of this clucker. What was the name of it again, please?
Spicy clucker.
The spicy clucker.
You can also get that with buffalo sauce on the truck, make it if you really like it hot. We also have jalapenos and other toppings, and I do a crazy special every month, something a little bit using a little bit more of my culinary experience. So we'll do I'll smoke some pulled pork brisket, we'll do corned beef. I did a this month's special already sold out. It was a gyro, so I did a gyro grilled cheese. That one was very popular. We'll do a pizza grilled cheese, lots of different stuff. And you can also get any of my sandwiches on nachos or inside of a quesadilla. And our nachos will be our gluten-free option.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you get these green chilies from?
Those green chilies are not local. Unfortunately, they're not right now. We haven't built up into that yet. I'm teaching them. I just taught my staff how to make fresh salsa. So I'm just buying those at one of the local restaurant stores here in town. But I'm also trying to contact a couple green chili places that I really like and trying to get them to sponsor us with the green chilies, because we sell a lot of green chilies. A lot.
They're really good. I mean, they definitely hit the spot. But
yeah
it was delicious. I mean, I feel like I don't even want to do this show. I just want to sit here and finish eating the sandwich. It's really good. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I guess kind of real quick, tell our listeners, where are the next couple places they can find you to get some of this stuff? Because, I mean, really, if you guys haven't tried these sandwiches from Arizona Special Eats, you should. You should.
Yeah. Well, you can see everywhere we'll be on our website at azspecialeats.gov.
Okay.
Or I think it's just specialeats.gov. Specialeats.gov.
.org?
Or, sorry.
.org.
.org.
Yeah,
specialeats.org.
Yeah.
Or sure. azspecialeats.com. It'll take you to the same place. But we have our calendar on there. You can see everywhere we're going to be. Tomorrow, we're at the atrium at Tucson Medical Center. It's off of Rosemont and Grant.
Okay.
We'll be out there from like 11 to 1, something like that.
Mm.
And then the next night, we're at Steam Pump Ranch out in Oral Valley doing their concert calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be there for the evening show. And starting at the end of this month and all through October on Thursdays, you can catch us at the Slaughterhouse doing their haunted house for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's super exciting.
Yeah, I think that's into September. Into September starting. Mm-hmm. And then you can just find us. We're everywhere. We don't have a normal spot where we just sit and park. We go to events. We go to neighborhood parties. We'll do weddings. We'll do anything for you.
And you can actually request that.
Yep, call us. Website. Yeah. Well, you can request, and I think it emails us, or you can just call us directly or email us.
So what are your thoughts about this, Ron?
Oh, they're great. There's just so many layers. Yeah, I've got my hands full here. There's just so many layers of flavor in each sandwich that you have to take your first couple bites to appreciate, you know, what's in there. And
when they're hot and fresh off the truck, because I make everything hot and fresh, they're really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're really good right now.
Yeah.
I can't imagine them being any better, but that Vero's Italian.
Those bread
is just absolutely. Have you ever been over there, John? I know it's on the other side of the world from you. Mm. It's on 22nd and Saranoff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard of something being Gelato. Over there, but yeah, I haven't been there in a while.
It's so good.
Yeah,
so
it is. Good. Yeah.
Interesting. That's super cool.
Yeah, bread's like the number one thing. We pay the extra for the bread. So I crisp the outside with the cheese and the. I don't use butter. I use a garlic mayonnaise. So
wow.
Get a little bit more of a flavor in there. The oils stay in there. Don't soak the bread, so it's still soft. And then you got my sauce on the inside. Any toppings. We do a steak sandwich. We do candied bacon, like I said. A jalapeno is a belly buster is what we call it. That was real popular. We do ham and tomatoes, fresh sliced ham every day. They're all... You can create your own sandwich. And also, these things on a nacho or in a quesadilla... are amazing as well.
I don't know about peanut butter nachos with
I've had one person ask for peanut butter jelly nachos, and unfortunately I just run out of peanut butter, so I couldn't make it, but I'd make it. I'll make anything.
Yeah.
We used to put cream cheese on the peanut butter and jelly, but it wasn't as popular as I thought it would be. It's really good, but
cream cheese on a peanut butter and jelly. I'm gonna have to try that when I get home.
Still a grilled cheese sandwich.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, I feel like I'm learning so much today. Like, I didn't even realize stuff existed like this.
Our eyes have been open now.
Yeah. I'm a new man.
Yeah.
For sure.
This is definitely my son's favorite meal is the grilled cheese. In fact, it's, hey, what do you want to have for dinner? It's, I want to have a grilled cheese. Okay, well, we're having chicken. All right, I'll have grilled cheese.
Just put it right on there next time.
Yeah. Yep. And that's what I actually told him that. And he's like, no, I'm a purist. Only the cheese and bread.
Oh, yeah. Kids absolutely love this food truck. So if you got kids, absolutely. We're going to have to get this Picture Rocks guy in here to put some better AC. It gets hot in that truck.
Sure. There you go. Yep. So again, where do we go to find you so that we can have you out to the to any event? Do we just call?
You can call us. I don't have the number off. It's all on the website. So specialeats.org.
Specialeats.org.
You can find us on Facebook or on Instagram. Message us. I'll get back to you right away.
Outstanding.
All right.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the Tucson Tasty Show. Thank you very a special thank you to our guest, Ron of Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, Plumbing. Bill of Special AZ Special Eats LLC, and of course thank you to our sponsors ercjunction.com, Kiki Rogers of Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, which if you haven't tried it, you need to try it. Go on their website, order it. It's absolutely incredible.
It is delicious.
Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. I'm your host. Stay tasty, Tucson.
Yep.